Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you. This is your Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. I'm so happy to welcome you to the Blog Talk tonight. God is so marvelistic, so wondrous, and so amazing, and so astounding. And we are so cognizant of giving God praise on this Blog Talk Radio. He deserves the praises of his people. We bless his holy name and give him glory and adoration. There's so many reasons why. Because he woke us up this morning. He started us on our way. He gave us health. He gave us strength. He kept death away from us. Yeah, he helped us financially. He paid the bills when we couldn't pay them. Made a way out of no way. He healed our bodies when we were sick. And so many other things. This is the new awakening. For eras and for centuries, people have approached God with the give me, Lord, give me this, give me that approach. But in this new awakening, we have, through the auspices of the Holy Ghost, awakened people to the thank you, thank you, thank you approach. Listen, you can thank your way to a miracle. Some of you have a daughter or a son who's not saved. You tried everything you know to try. You try to keep them out of drugs. You try to keep them out of crime. You try to keep them off of cigarettes and drinking. And you try to keep them out of gangs. And you just tried and tried and tried until you just tired. And the enemy seemed like the more you try, the further away they get from God. And you're so worn now until you don't know what to do. You've spent nights weeping for your son, weeping for your daughter. And the enemy says he has the victory. But the devil is a liar. I'm coming to tell you that God is still on the throne. Now, I was looking in the Word of God in Joshua, and I reread, in a sense, the story about Jericho. And find out when they marched around the walls on that seventh day, seven times. Oh, thank you, Jesus. They shouted that day, and I believe they shouted praises. See, what happened? They began to praise their way to a miracle. They kept shouting praises, and all of a sudden, the walls fell down. I want to tell you that you can shout your way to a miracle. Some of you have some walls that need to come down in your life. God is saying if you learn how to shout your way to a miracle, he'll bring them to pass. In just a moment, I'm going to pray. I'm going to ask you to shout your way to a miracle. Praise him from your heart, from your soul and your mind. If you need a financial blessing and look like your back is against the wall and you cannot make it, I'm going to ask you tonight to shout your way to a miracle. And lift your voices when I ask you to and begin to thank him 1,000 times. What about you over there in Africa? Will you be the one leading the thank yous in your city, in your country, in your nation, in your church, in your village, in your hamlet? What about you in India? What about you in Philippines and all over there in Venezuela? What about you in the Virgin Islands and in Russia and in England and France and Germany and all the other places I haven't named? What about you? Who's going to take the lead in your city, in your church, in your village? What about you in Kentucky? What about you in Mississippi, in Alabama? What about you in Texas, in Kansas, all in Nebraska, in California, wherever you are, New York, Connecticut? What about you? Who's going to lead the 1,000 thank yous and teach people in your area? What about you in Arkansas, down there in Louisiana? What about you? Who's going to lead others in your area to thank God 1,000 times? What about you? Let God use you, because he's writing new books now. Yes, God wrote the Bible, but that's not the last book he's writing, according to Revelation, the 20th chapter. Yeah, and the books were open. He's writing new books. And don't you want your name in the new book? Yeah, Jabez got his name in the book we read now just by saying, Lord, bless me indeed, just the prayer he prayed. Why don't you try to lead people all over your area into giving God 1,000 thank yous. I believe your name will be written down in the book. I'm not talking about the Lamb's Book of Life. That's what tells us who goes to heaven, who goes to hell. But I'm talking about the new books he's writing. He's getting everything that you do recorded. What about you having something that you've done for Jesus Christ so valuable that it's recorded in the new books? Oh, my God. I knew I want my name recorded in the new books as doing things for Jesus Christ. See, some of you all, you may make it to heaven, but you may not have hardly any rewards. You won't be nothing in heaven. Why, Dr. Johnson? Because you haven't invested in heaven. You've invested all your stuff down here on earth. And, yeah, they call you Dr. So-and-so, and they call you apostle, and they call you whatever. But you haven't invested up in heaven. What are they going to call you up there, brother? Probably, if you make it. Because you haven't put your investments in heaven. That's all we're trying to do on this line, invest in the kingdom. We're trying to give God 1,000 thank yous a day. That's an investment in the kingdom. Amen. Doing something for the Lord. Winning lost souls is an investment in the kingdom. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah. Leading people into thanking him 1,000 times and giving him billions of praises a night is an investment in the kingdom. If you can just win one lost soul, that's an investment in the kingdom. So that's what we're trying to do in this line. We're going to begin to give him praise. I'm going to give you an opportunity to make your request known. If you have a request, make it known unto the Lord, and then we'll come back and pray, and then we'll begin to thank the Lord 1,000 times. God bless you. This music is for you to make your request known unto the Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. About 25 seconds. Father, look on everybody else on this line who are making decisions to give you praise and glory, and all those who made requests known unto you. Only you can do all those things, God. Bountifully make a way and bountifully bless the people in Jesus' name. I pray for forgiveness for everything that's been done that you didn't like or that was against you. Forgive sin and cover us with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. Now I'm asking everybody on the line, if we've opened your line to help us thank the Lord, why don't you take time and open your mind to help us thank him in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Open your mouth. Amen. Thank your way to a miracle tonight. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for putting the Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Williams, Ambassador Lex, all of you who joined us tonight.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. I'm not going to hold you any longer. Get back to your family time. It's the 17th of September. I'm inviting you to Kansas City that we might come together. The devil doesn't want us to get together. We want to keep all denominations and affiliations separate. But I'm inviting you to come to Kansas City. Let's join hands together and pray and praise. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
God bless
you. Amen.
Good night.
God bless you. God bless you.
Good night.
All of you. God bless you. Anybody want to have anything to say before we go? Certainly, you know.
I do. Pastor.
Go ahead.
I have a word for God's people. If someone on the block line, I have two words. Somebody is suffering with their lower part of their stomach. I can still have who is praising the Lord, thinking they have a low stomach pain. It's pain in the lower bottom of their stomach. But whoever that is, claim your healing from God. And also, it's someone here got a major decision they're going to have to make. But fast and pray before they make that decision. In the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Much. God bless
thank
you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Woo, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Trust God. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Is there anybody else who desires to say a word tonight before we go? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anyone else?
Yes. This is Ambassador Lake Bernita, area code 616. I'm just inquiring about the shut-in.
Yes.
Are we still on for the shut-in?
This coming Wednesday night. This coming Wednesday night, we're going to do an all-night shut-in. And I want to ask you to be ready. Be thinking about the time that you want to take. I need about 15 to 17 volunteers who say, I'll be responsible for that half hour. I'll be responsible for that hour. And some of you could take 2 hours. Amen. We'll start at 9 p.m. I got it from 9 to 9:30. And anything after that, sometimes, why don't we say 9 to 10? Because Ambassador Lady Betty sometimes has it from 9:30 to 10. But anything after that is open. Amen. From 10 o'clock. On to the next morning. 1 o'clock has been taken by Ambassador Elect Latanya Williams. 1 o'clock has been taken. But
10:30 is Sister Jolene Garnett.
10:30 to 11. Amen. Let me get these.
10:30, me and Mother Dixie at 10:30.
Is that Sister Garnett?
Sister Garnett? Sister Jolene Garnett.
And Mother Digby, right?
Yes, sir.
It's a wonderful. Amen. 10:30. Okay. Anybody else?
I take 11 to 11:30.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I take from 11 to 11:30.
Who is it?
Sister Baker, California.
Oh, Sister Baker, okay. God bless you. It's Prophetess Baker.
Chief Ambassador.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Ambassador Stern. God bless you tonight, sir. Anyone have 12 midnight?
No, ma'am.
I'll take 12 midnight to 1.
Beautiful. All right, I got it. 12 midnight
and
to 1.
A word spoken is going to be an awesome shut-in this time. This is the seventh month, and we're going into new beginnings. It's going to be awesome. Amen. And the woman of God that prophesied the night, amen, I received that because I had been having some lower stomach cramps in my stomach all week long. Amen. But when I began to start praying this at the end of the, and then today I was in a crusade today, And when you spoke that word, I don't know who it was, but I want you to know that I received that. And I don't normally have anything wrong, but I've been having some stomach cramps. But thank God, there I'm delivered from them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Prophecy Baker in California.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm all the way in my bedroom in North Chicago, Illinois. That's a long ways. And I don't know you, and you don't know me no more than in the spirit. But I, when prophets go forth and it's on the line or wherever it is, you're supposed to let the person know that, it, whoever it was. I wasn't the only one, but I received mine to let you know that I received that on tonight. I can't be bothered with no stomach pains because I have to praise the Lord. Amen, and I am delivered.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
It was an urgency for me to be on the prayer line tonight, and I think that I was obedient. Ah, my God. Urgency that I had tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, God bless you, Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Johnson. This is Ambassador Elect Williams, sir. And would it be okay? I want to concur also the prophecy that went forth. Woman of God, that was confirmation because God had dealt with me to go on a fast because I do have a major decision to make. Amen. And
thank you, Lord.
So I thank you and I received that. I know it was God. I knew it was God because I thank you. I just thank you for being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. I received the Spirit of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That's Prophetess Baker who prophesied on both of y'all. And she's giving me many prophecies right on target. She came to Kansas City about a month ago, and the Lord laid on my heart to do an elevation service to prophetess. And I did so and gave her those papers as a prophetess, and she's on it. Amen. God bless you, and Prophetess
Thank
Baker.
You. Thank you. Amen. God bless you all.
All right. Anybody else want to say something before we go tonight?
This is Ambassador Bernita. Yes, uh-huh. I would like the 2 a.m. to 2:30.
2 a.m. to 2:30. All right.
It's going to be easy for you this time, Chief. They're going to fill in the hours, and it's going to be having people to double up to help. Amen. It's going to be easy this time. You won't have to beg them. With the anointing is going to flood the prayer line. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Mm. And I receive that in the name of Jesus. And you're right. Yeah. That's of the Lord. Thank you so much.
Now,
all right.
Which phone line, which line should we use?
We're going to be on the line, the one you're on right now.
Okay, so we're going to start off and finish on the blog line?
No, we're going to finish on this line. This is the prayer line. Oh, this is the blog line?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, we're
going
to be on the, you're right. We're going to be on the prayer line with the 712-775-7085. We'll be on there.
Okay, thank you.
Now, you said you wanted the 2:30, am I right?
2 a.m. to 2:30.
And this is Ambassador-elect Bonita, right?
Yes.
All right. Sounds good. Anybody else? Right, God bless you. I've held you long enough. May the Lord bless all of you and keep you. And we'll hear you tomorrow night on the live line. God bless you.
God bless you, Chief. Amen.
And
all thank God. Have a glorious Sunday tomorrow. Amen. Let these praises go into your own sanctuary. Amen. It's going to be an awesome day in the Lord all over the universe. God bless you all on tonight. Have a blessed night.
God bless
you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless everyone.
All right. And y'all have a wonderful night. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.